Welcome to Dealcast, the voice of Merger Market, the world's premier publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham. With two lunar landers being launched last month, with billionaire space entrepreneur Elon Musk playing a pivotal role in the new US administration, and with global defense spending in the spotlight, 2025 could be seen as the start of a new space race. So in this episode, we're talking about how all these developments are impacting the appetite for space M&A in Europe. I'm joined by Auri Itokallio, who is the assistant editor and head of Nordics for Merger Market. So, Auri, let's start with the big picture. There's loads of moving parts at the moment that are affecting geopolitics and defence and therefore linked to the space industry. We've got Donald Trump back as the US president, who is notoriously difficult to call what he'll do. He's already delayed tariffs to neighbours Canada and Mexico. He's threatening land grabs in places like Greenland and Panama. And he's also pushing for NATO members to spend 5% of GDP on defence. We've also got satellites becoming cheaper and smaller and easier to launch, which are a core part of space tech. So from your perspective, can you give us the big picture when it comes to defence and the wider space industry in 2025?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much for having me as well. Indeed, the heightening geopolitical tensions globally are sort of bringing defense and in turn then space tech into sort of a laser focus as nation states are, you know, looking to expand their defense budgets and capabilities. This means that space tech is coming more important than ever. Space tech obviously links very intrinsically to modern warfare tactics and sort of capabilities. And indeed, President Trump has been very vocal about his thoughts regarding the NATO and how he thinks European members need to increase their contributions to the alliance. And yes, as you mentioned, he has made many statements which are concerning, for example, in terms of Greenland. And it is sort of difficult to say how far he would actually go to act on these statements. But just the rhetoric is naturally concerning to people. And this is also spurring countries and companies to look at, boosting space technology capabilities. And then obviously SpaceX CEO Elon Musk, he has been appointed to oversee the efficiency in the US government. And then Jared Isaacman, who is an ex-astronaut, he is to be leading NASA. So it highlights how the US is focusing on space tech as well. And it is going to be a major focus for the Trump administration. And then meanwhile, in China, over there, there's heavy investments going into space technology. And it was actually quite interesting to see, according to this UK-based investor firm, Seraphim Space, they published this quarterly space index. And that index showed that in the fourth quarter of last year, China was sort of overtaking the US in terms of venture capital spending into the space tech segment. Yeah. So overall, the US came on top for the whole 2024 in terms of venture capital spending into the sector. But yeah, it was interesting to see that China overtook in one of the quarters for the first time. So it seems quite obvious that that China and the US are sort of engaging in this kind of space race against each other.
Well, that leads perfectly onto my next question. This weekend, it's the Munich Security Conference. And ahead of that, a report has been released by the organisation that's flagged that the US may be abdicating its historic role as Europe's security guarantor, with significant consequences for Ukraine. US foreign policy in the coming years will likely be shaped by Washington's bipolar contest with Beijing, which may well accelerate the multipolarization of the international system, which ties in perfectly with what you were saying about the kind of race between the US and China. So somewhere in between those countries is Europe. How is all of this affecting the space industry in Europe, particularly when it comes to M&A?
Yes, absolutely. And as you say, Europe sits between China and the US, and in more ways than just geographically. Obviously, it's very important for the region to maintain relationships both in the West and the East. But at the same time, we have a war on our doorstep with Russia continuing its war in Ukraine. And there are concerns about the security of all of Europe. And this just brings the whole space tech industry into the fore for Europe. And there's a real need for the region to support homegrown solutions. So it is expected that investors will also take more notice of the sector, and there will be more money going into investments in space tech and adjacent sectors and services. I think M&A deal volumes certainly were massively down in the last few years compared to the peak year of 2021, and 2019 was also a big year for M&A in the space tech segment, just before COVID-19. And then we have sort of had much sort of very, we have had subdued spending in the segment over 2022 and 2023, but we saw a modest recovery in 2024 in M&A volumes. And it was only about 700,000 euros more spent last year compared to 2023, but nevertheless, it is up, and there are signs that this trajectory will continue. So when I was researching the topic, I interviewed James Brooker from Seraphim Space, and he was saying that especially in the second half of 2024, listed space tech companies appreciations were up, so that was just a good indicator that valuations in the segment are strengthening, and it will probably pave the way for a stronger investment and M&A year in the segment for 2025.
Thank you. And could you talk about any specific deals or any specific companies that we should be watching in the space tech industry in Europe?
Yes, absolutely. So there are several sort of notable companies that raised significant fundraises last year. These include Finnish satellite-based information services provider ISAI, Italian space logistics services provider D-Orbit, and then Portugal-headquartered surveillance drone manufacturer Tekeva, and a German spacecraft firm, The Exploration Company. So it's a bit of a mix of technologies there, all interesting companies. They all raised significant amounts of money, as I mentioned, all but I think Tekeva raised over 100 million euros. And I think Tekeva raised around 70 million, so also a very notable amount. We also had an M&A deal. There was a Danish company, My Defense. They produce anti-drone systems. And this company was actually acquired by the private equity firm Bridgepoint last summer. And then in 2023, we saw the German satellite and space systems technology company, OHB, taken private by the Fuchs Family Foundation together with KKR, which is obviously one of the world's biggest private equity houses. So those are some of the interesting deals of recent times. And as we were talking about NATO earlier on, NATO, the member states, the European member states of NATO raised 1 billion euro fund called the NATO Innovation Fund in 2023. And this fund is focused on startups that are developing solutions to address sort of critical defense and security challenges. So that's also an interesting player and a sign of how, you know, there is increasing focus on the segment from the investment side.
And do you know if any of that fund has been deployed or what percentage of it has been deployed?
Yes, I don't know the percentage, but I had a look and they had 13 European portfolio companies listed on their website. And Techeva, the Portuguese company I mentioned earlier, is one of them. So yeah, they have already made investments in the segment. And just to add as well, any European companies in the space tech segment that are aligned with the US Department of Defense will continue to be particularly attractive to sponsors and also potentially to defense and aerospace players as well.
Great, Auri. There are loads of different things going on here, so really interesting topic to cover. Thanks very much. That was Auri Itokalio, who is the assistant editor and head of Nordics for Merger Market. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast. I'm Juliana Needham. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about in this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.